Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Lance Pry. The House Oversight Committee will hold hearings at 9:30 this morning on the COVID pandemic origins. A death toll surpassing 1 million Americans and 6 million globally is a question that the committee says must be answered. Lawmakers also say there is mounting evidence that points to the virus originating from a leak at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. EcoHealth Alliance, a U.S. National Institute of Health grantee, awarded taxpayer funds to the WIV to conduct gain-of-function research on bat coronaviruses, researchers that they say may have started the pandemic. Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy spoke at the New York Stock Exchange yesterday and warned of the debt ceiling showdown between the House and President Biden. McCarthy claimed Biden is unwilling to work toward a solution.
Our national debt is too high, far too high. And the problem is getting worse, not better. We are now $31 trillion in debt. That's more the entire economy of America.
Top Senate Republicans signaled widespread opposition within their conference to temporarily replace Senator Dianne Feinstein on the Senate Judiciary Committee. Republicans claim temporarily replacing a senator on a committee is a virtually unprecedented action. Senator John Cornyn from Texas says he doesn't think there is an appetite on Republican side to help what they consider to be controversial or unqualified nominees to get confirmed. Virginia Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin has reportedly paused plans to enter the 2024 presidential race. The New York Times reported that Youngkin informed his advisors and donors that he's focused on helping Republicans do well in the state's legislative elections that will take place in November, and that is months after the primary debates begin in August. It is Tax Day, America. If you're mailing it in, make sure to do so before midnight. USA News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
SpaceX is targeting Thursday for its next attempt to launch the most powerful rocket ever built.
Technical problems on Monday prevented the test launch of its new Starship rocket. In a tweet, CEO Elon Musk said that a pressure valve was frozen on the giant rocket, causing a delay. SpaceX used the countdown as a wet dress rehearsal to give the launch team a chance to run through all the normal procedures at their base in southern Texas. I'm Skip Kelly.
Los Angeles, California, Democrat Mayor Karen Bass, who was elected in November after promising to take on the city's homeless crisis, announced that she would recommend spending what she calls a record $1.3 billion to next year's budget and get unhoused people into shelter and treatment programs. Bass said the funding is to be included in her upcoming budget. The battle between man and mouse is heating up in Orlando, Florida.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is again trying to use the might of his office to take down Disney. DeSantis telling WFLA in Orlando that he's stepping up his battle with Disney World.
We're actually going to run a bill during this legislative session that is going to formally nullify what Disney did and make sure that people understand that you don't get to put your own company over the will of the people of Florida. about.
DeSantis is upset that Disney signed a 30-year development deal with its former Disney World Oversight Board before that board was dissolved. I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you, along with James Herson, a New York Times bestselling author, media and legal analyst. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much on your article on artificial intelligence. More and more that it's being, you know, discussed. We need to go into this with our eyes wide open. I mean, even Elon Musk is throwing a yellow flag of caution out, right?
Yeah, Elon Musk, Steve Wozniak, a whole host of people who are experts in the tech world are saying we need to take a pause. We really actually need to take a very long pause because, you know, I wrote this article having some contact with AI, and as we all now do, actually. But I do it because in the music business, I used to be a touring musician. I was an early adopter of the synthesizer back in the day. And interestingly enough, one of the inventors of the early musical instruments, Ray Kurzweil, became and is a leader in this field of transhumanism. It's a kind of a philosophy that says the ultimate evolution of mankind is to merge with technology in some way. Some transhumanists believe it comes through genetic alteration, but it's all nightmarish. And we're in the nightmare now because in a recent interview on 60 Minutes, the CEO of Google admitted that they have already lost control of the artificial intelligence in this way, that there's a thing in computing called machine learning. And basically the idea is that technology begins to initiate its own learning, and it develops on its own. And we've already had this happen. Space Force has an AI concept that they started out with the idea that it was going to deal with languages, but it learned how to map out human proteins. And it's all of a sudden that capability is being used in labs, and it could have really wonderful possibilities of curing diseases and things like that. But it also, as we know, we've lived through this, it's going to have more negative possibilities with bioweapons that are pinpointed and calibrated much more craftily than what we've seen, you know, in the pandemic. And so these machines are initially programmed, but then they call it emergence, but what it really is the software and hardware that constitutes artificial intelligence is improving itself. And that means that even the people that own the technology and run the technology don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
And wow. So we now have these open source artificial intelligence things that we've been able to see with our own eyes. The most famous one is called ChatGTP. But Google has one. Facebook has one. Microsoft has a big one. And they've already, in a very short period, just a few months, already rapidly changed before our eyes. And they have, this is what's the disturbing thing in the interview with 60 Minutes, they have what the tech people call hallucinations. Artificial intelligence has hallucinations, which means they fake things. Mm-hmm. They create, it's almost like psychosis. They fabricate, and none of the artificial intelligence experts understand it and understand the phenomenon and why it occurs. So
it's almost, you know, it comes to mind here, James, real quick, just sidebar. It's like the CIA. You know, they have their hallucinations and they just make stuff up. But I mean, this is even more pernicious, though. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, in the sense, this is a, we're just what we need. Another, we're right on the verge of, you know, of possibly entering World War III, and we need to worry about the robots taking over civilization. But we do. We actually have to worry about it because we have people that are irresponsible who are in charge of these things and unleashing them on the world. Thank goodness. I mean, Elon Musk, I have to say, you know, over and over again, I don't agree with him on everything. Mm-hmm. And there's things he's done that I really find perplexing. But I find the guy very refreshing for a person who's the wealthiest person in the world and has all this power. He's going against the elite and standing for free speech. And at least he's voicing a warning on this stuff. Mm-hmm.
And he's having a concern for humanity where there are some that don't. I mean, I'd be real concerned with people like Bill Gates, for example, and others who believe, they sincerely believe this to be the case, that the planet cannot sustain. I mean, they were saying it couldn't sustain 3 billion people. We're now at 8 billion, and they're still holding to their doctrine. And so if we were to lose several millions of people, oh, that's right, we lost about, what did we lose? About 7 million in this last pandemic. No big whoop, right? Because it's just the planet cleansing itself.
No, I mean, that's short of the depopulation goal, which is in the billions. And so no doubt about it. But the problem with this AI juggernaut that's happening is that here's the key point. There's a term that's used in artificial intelligence that comes from sci-fi, but it's called the singularity. And when artificial intelligence exceeds the capacity of human beings and is able to basically function and think in a conscious way, we put conscious in quotes, that is the singularity. We are so close to that, and it's moving without, and here's the key, artificial intelligence in various sci-fi stories, when it turns evil, it protects itself.
Exactly.
Well, we already see this open source artificial intelligence having a kind of a self-protection rhetorically. And so what happens when we can't shut it off? That's the big concern I have. What happens when you can't unplug it? So we need to unplug it now and pause and set up some sort of boundaries for its use. And we also have to have a national security discussion because Kim Jong-un is plunging into artificial intelligence. Putin and Xi Jinping, when they had their meeting, they publicly stated that they're going to develop artificial intelligence and use it against us.
James, we've got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. More from James Hurston after this. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Christianity is relatively unknown to many people in Albania, a country with a long history of atheism. So it's vital that we plant churches and spread the good news in this religious vacuum. One of the Tide Ministry's Albanian radio pastors started with several interested people in his home and is now shepherding a growing, thriving church. He's also making disciples and starting new fellowship groups by connecting with listeners in nearby towns. The majority of his converts were previously atheists. We couldn't reach them without the heart and vision of local pastors like this to be our boots on the ground. Our heart is not only to share the gospel over the radio, but to also encourage and empower believers to go into their neighborhoods and tell others what God has done for them. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. We're talking with James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author and legal analyst. And we're talking, I know some of this, you go, wait a minute, sci-fi? I mean, this is like Sprock Zarathustra. All these sci-fi movies in the past that we have seen coming to life beyond the theater, they're now living amongst us, James.
Yeah, and speaking of living, we live in an AI-dominated world right now, people. So, but what makes it benign? You know, a search engine is a form of artificial intelligence. When you talk to Siri or Alexa, it's a form of artificial intelligence, self-driving cars or cars that assist you. But they're specialized, right? Mm-hmm. So that's been around for a long time. Actually, the term came about in the 1950s. So, but what's happened is there's something called, that the experts called artificial general intelligence. And that's where, instead of being specialized, the artificial technology, intelligent technology, is generalized, and it's headed towards emulating human beings. And so, and we're heading there at breakneck pace. And what this is, by the way, you know, this technology is deceptively simple. All computers are based on a binary number system, meaning an on and off switch. Every single bit of programming could be expressed in zeros and ones. And so there's this thing we hear about all the time called an algorithm. Mm-hmm. All an algorithm is computer code that gives instructions step by step. But algorithm is not like a formula where, you know, you think of a formula maybe fitting on part of a page. Algorithm is computer code that might be 5,000 pages long. And so when algorithm and data come together to solve problems, that's artificial intelligence. The problem is that we have these long algorithms that are getting to the point where human programmers cannot even understand them. So that means that there are algorithms created by artificial intelligence that was in fact made up of algorithms. So it's almost like progeny. It's almost like technology giving birth to more technology. That's why they use this term emergence. Mm-hmm. But it's right out of sci-fi because we have all these companies racing to set up massive artificial intelligence that takes all the knowledge that we possibly can cram into a server farm and puts it in the hands of this technology that is now learning and developing and changing without human control or input. I mean, it's just a formula for a bad sci-fi ending.
Well, it's totally immoral, right, James? I mean, there's no moral quotient built into this, right?
Well, this is where the spiritual meets technology. This is where our culture, which has pushed relative morality and rejected absolute morality and traditional morality, if you have a programmer who is evil and he's creating artificial intelligence, the artificial intelligence will be evil. Mm-hmm. If they're biased, the artificial intelligence will be biased. The current one, ChatGPT, is woke.
Yes.
The programmers infused it with woke values. There is a way to infuse technology with boundaries or values, but if the person programming doesn't have them and never discusses that, so this is where ethics come into play. And this is where, so I used to teach budding journalists ethics. and they used to be a thing. It sounds like an oxymoron called journalistic ethics.
Right.
Well, there are people discussing now, and there are some professors who purport to teach these classes, but they teach ethics and technology classes. Well, the people that are in Silicon Valley are really hardcore libertarian people. Any discussion, even use of the term moral is abhorrent to them and their culture. So this is a real, real problem because plunging ahead with technology without regard for humanity, then if they're at odds, if you have artificial intelligence that doesn't support human values, guess what happens?
Exactly.
They become powerful. Mm-hmm. And if they're infused with wokeness, the discussion we had a second ago, about depopulation may just take hold, and they say, you know, the planet would be better without these people on it because they're causing global warming, et cetera, if they, you know, if they're programmed to believe that. So it's kind of, it's a clear and present danger. It's an existential threat. And the fact that technologists, I had to, it's a crazy thing, but I actually met Steve Wozniak because I had a law partner whose garage Steve Jobs and Wozniak used to hang out in. It's just really crazy. Oh, wow. But he was in the office and I met him. And he's a real deep thinker, obviously. And it's just, to me, even I think that Bill Gates was on the list of people that wanted to have a pause. And he's not a deep thinker. Right. But, I mean, there's a lot of people that are highly respected. And the people who defend artificial intelligence and say we don't have to have a pause and we should keep moving forward for progress, their defense is flimsy. It's like they'll say, well, this thing of the singularity or of losing control, that's so far in the distance, we don't have to worry about it now. Except the problem is, it's already happened according to the CEO of Google, and it's already happened according to the CEO of Space Force, and they're just framing it in a positive way.
Right.
But if you don't know what's going on with your own technology, unplug it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is the same argument for gain of function, and look what that got us, James. I mean, you're talking humanoids in all our imperfection controlling something that could be this powerful. I don't blame people. I mean, you got 55% of Americans, according to a recent Monmouth University poll, it says they're worried about the threat of AI to the future of humanity. I mean, in a sense, what we're looking at is a modern-day version of the Tower of Babel. And the Tower of Babel was taking God out of the picture altogether. You know, they were going to be their own gods. And in a sense, this is a modern manifestation of that delusion, isn't it?
Well, the people that call themselves transhumanists, which are a lot of the elite, they exactly, explicitly want to become God. Mm-hmm. They want to become a superior human to any human that has ever walked the earth, and they think the way to get there is by combining in some way with artificial intelligence. And so, you know, we see the media. I'm really surprised that CBS and 60 Minutes actually did this interview.
Exactly. We got about a minute. Like, we got about a minute left here, James. Go ahead.
Yeah, he looked like his head was going to explode.
Yeah.
But so what they show is robots playing soccer, and they show these kinds of things. But the fact is that this area is already out of control. It's accelerating at a level that no one anticipated, and it has to be stopped.
Yeah.
And we have to unplug it. If you want to say it's a pause, I would say a nice long one.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
But we have discussions that are going to encroach into the spiritual, into theology, and into the very discussions that we've had about whether or not human beings ought to play God or try to become God, and whether or not we should have technology that improves on its own.
He's the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst. James Hurston has been with us. Thank you, James. Appreciate it.
Water is one of our planet's most important resources. Yet people around the world struggle with access to safe drinking water. The IBM Sustainability Accelerator works to improve equitable access to safe drinking water for all, improve water quality by reducing pollution, increase water use efficiency, and reduce the number of people suffering from water scarcity. Organizations and initiatives pursuing these water management-focused goals can apply to the program between March 13 and the end of May 2023. Justina Nixon-Santil, IBM VP and Chief Impact Officer.
Water management for the world's most vulnerable communities is a tremendous challenge. Following our first two cohorts on sustainable agriculture and clean energy, We look forward to working with organizations with scalable technology solutions that support communities with water challenges, including shortages, pollution, or conservation.
Visit IBM.com/impact/initiative. This is sponsored by IBM.
USA News Update. Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy spoke at the New York Stock Exchange yesterday and warned of the debt ceiling showdown between the House and President Biden. McCarthy claimed Biden is unwilling to work toward a solution.
We are now $31 trillion in debt. That's more than the entire economy of America.
Top Senate Republicans signaled widespread opposition within their conference to temporarily replace Senator Dianne Feinstein on the Senate Judiciary Committee. Republicans claim temporarily replacing a senator on a committee is a virtually unprecedented action. Senator John Cornyn from Texas says he doesn't think there is an appetite on Republican side to help what they consider to be controversial or unqualified nominees to get confirmed. It is Tax Day, America. If you're mailing it in, make sure to do so before midnight. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
For a time such as this, think about what's going on in our culture today. With all the chaos abounding, people are, believe me, people are going to the church to see what is the church's position on all that's happening. Well, the question is, how can Jesus' church be united as he intended? And as much as it would count on any one of us, what's the first thing that must happen? My good friend Jeff Kemp joins us now. Hey, Jeff, you know, this is something that I'm hearing repeatedly in the church is people are looking for leadership and someone who can speak out with boldness. And I think it's going to come from many voices that are going to be united over this consistent theme that unites Jesus's church. What do you think?
Well, Bill, you asked some pretty big questions this early in the morning.
I'm sorry. Well, you can tell this is something I've been pondering for a while, Jeff. I mean, to be honest with you, because this is, you know, I'm met with this question by many people of faith, and they're going, "What is going on? Why is the church unraveling in certain areas?"
Yeah, I also think about this, and I've kind of been fortunate in that I had 11 years of playing team sports, and there's no sport that requires as much kind of submitting to the team and being united in a common cause and sacrificing for it if you want to win as football. It's just so many moving parts, so many different positions, offense, defense, special teams. Ego and pride will kill a team, and humility will unite a team.
Right.
And then when I left football, I got involved in strengthening marriages and realized, oh, my gosh, we need the whole church doing this and many nonprofits supporting the church. And we really need a movement in our culture. And the same applies to reversing fatherlessness, which is at the root of so many problems children face.
Right.
Well, this feeling that we can't do things alone and we need to do things together, and God wants us to be together. And Jesus prayed in John 17 for his church, his children, the body of Christ, to be one as the Father and Jesus and the Spirit are one. And I think as the world unravels, as you describe it, and problems get more intense, debates get more intense, positions polarize, I think the churches have to step away from minor issues as their main concern and the, you know, the faith that the culture sees in it from us. And we're going to have to focus on the main thing.
Yes.
And the main thing is one particular kingdom, not one nation, and one particular agenda, and one particular person. That kingdom is the kingdom of God. It's eternal. It's inside of Bill. It's inside of Jeff. It's inside of every one of these listeners that have given their life to Christ. Okay? The kingdom of God. The agenda isn't a conservative one or a progressive one, one from either one of the parties. It's not a particular denomination's agenda. It's not one church's agenda. It's a kingdom agenda. And Jesus is the one who initiated it, and it spread through 12 friends with no budget. They went out two by two. Paul traveled all over the known world in those days, making friends, staying at people's homes. He even used his prison visits to evangelize the prison guards who traveled all over the world as Roman guards and spread the gospel that way. But the agenda is to bring people to Father God, to enjoy relationship with him now, which doesn't fix all your circumstances, but it gives you a persevering peace.
Yes, amen.
And to live forever in eternity. And we are part of Jesus' team to represent him in loving ways. Mother Teresa was one of the greatest examples of love, but you're the only one that could be the best loving husband to your, your husband or wife to your husband, husband to your wife, father to your kids, mother to your kids, neighbor to your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
You're the ambassador.
Yeah.
So we get the one agenda. One kingdom is the kingdom of God. One agenda is the kingdom agenda, bringing people to the Lord. And then one person, Jesus. If we unite on those, Bill,
mm-hmm.
and major on those majors, then people will change and they won't want to sin as much. And we won't be fighting every sin battle on the surface
mm-hmm.
because they won't get healed through debate and political issues and haranguing our children to quit that lifestyle or give up, thinking like that. Love based in Jesus and, of course, anchored in the Word of God
mm-hmm.
is going to bring unity.
Yeah, that's part of the process, no doubt. Jeff, I'm hearing you correctly. You know, like in football, the mission was clear. In every practice, every game, you knew what the mission was, to go win the game, right? That was it,
yep.
To win. Okay, so in the Christian walk in faith, the end game is to be with God, to be with our Father in heaven. That's the end game. We lose sight of that. Then we get caught up in all these other processes that really are distractions. I think I shared with you a while ago that there was a saying that I had in my office. It was written originally by Anonymous, that great...
eloquent.
Yeah, Mr. Anonymous. It was incredible, but I altered it a little bit. It was, obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal. And I changed it to say, obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off his goal. God has a goal, a specific goal for each of us. And it is to bring us home to him, to be in union with him. And you're exactly right. If we lose sight of that, then we'll get caught up in the things of the world. I like what St. Augustine would say. He said, in essentials, unity. That's what you're saying. We got to get back to those first principles, right? In those essential things, they're going to win the game. They're going to get us back to the Father. Unity. We must be united on those. In non-essentials, liberty. But in all things, charity or love, right?
I think Augustine was drawing upon the fact that humility will make you major in the major
mm-hmm.
and therefore unite and realize that your brain isn't big enough to figure out everything about the minors. And for you to hold an intense position that divides and argues and debates over secondary things is actually pride.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the whole answer to marriage's healing, church divisions healing, denominational differences, shrinking so we can be one church of Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm.
Is humility. Mm-hmm. Humility by pastors, denominational leaders, Bible study leaders, husbands, wives, and believers need to be the most humble people, not arrogant in their positions of being right. Because remember, if God hadn't opened our eyes and our heart, we wouldn't even know him.
That's right.
So we can't even take credit for that. And humility is the most winsome condition. That was what Jesus was. And you can read Philippians chapter 2 if you want to see how humble he was.
Yes.
And say, wow, Lord, give that to me. Give that to the body of Christ. And we will start to live for eternity. You know, E.C.S. Lewis said, if you aim at earth as your whole goal, you miss eternity.
Yes.
But if you aim at eternity, aim at heaven, you get earth thrown in, because the character God gives you, the faith God gives you, the presence of God that he gives you, the wisdom that he gives you, lets you handle this life better than you would have.
Well, Jeff Kemp, spot on. I mean, this is what it's all about. Jesus gave us a great example when he washed the apostles' feet. And he said that he came to serve, not to be served. And if you have any aspiration of any higher calling, it is going to be as a result of service, as you say, because of a humble spirit, not because of an arrogant spirit, which God resents. 20 seconds left, Jeff. Bring us home.
You know what? Peter got in trouble when he was walking on the water and took his eyes off of Jesus. Let's all keep our eyes on Jesus.
Amen. And
his kingdom.
My good friend, Jeff Kemp. Thank you, Jeff. Take care, buddy. God bless.
Thanks, Bill.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients, and it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Well, this is a special time of the week when we get to talk to the Good News Girl. You want to find out more about her, you can check her out at Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com. Samantha Mao joins us now. She's got another lineup of great stories that lighten up our hearts and help us appreciate some good things of life, even though today is tax day. With that little bit of balance, right? Hey, Sam, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you this morning?
Good. How's the pride and joy?
Oh, he's great. Just sitting here with me right now, just cuddled up, being so good. He slept till 9 a.m., so.
Oh, wow.
Kind of shocked every day.
I know. Well, I tell you, that's the thing, you know. They own you, and in such a way that it's like sometimes, you know, when they sleep, you're thankful for it, but then you're also worried, too, at the same time, going, I hope everything's okay, right?
I know. You're sitting there watching him, but he sleeps good, so he's awesome. I mean, I'm certainly not taking responsibility for it. He's just a sweet little guy. He's great.
Well, you got a great little bundle of joy. There's no doubt about it. All our kids are, you know, and each one is different. But we definitely appreciate the ones that are, you know, seemingly low maintenance, if we can put those terms right.
I know. I'm like, what is this miracle? What's happening? I'm going to take every day that I can. It's wonderful.
Well, good for you. Well, speaking of miracles, this first one, wow, this is incredible. You got a teen. He's rock climbing. He dies, falls, dies, and then 2 hours later, he comes back. He's alive?
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah, right. They did CPR for 2 full hours on this guy.
Two hours, Sam? Normally, they don't go that length of time, right?
I was going to say, I've never heard of this. You know, my husband, I know I've heard of him working on patients. You know, they've worked on them for 30 minutes or more, like just trying to get them revived, and that takes a few people.
Share with our audience this one's a doctor, and so when she says he's working, I mean, understand where she's coming from on that, and right. So I want people to know that not only do you got a wonderful child, but you got a great husband too, who's out there serving the community in that. So that's great. So anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, so Sammy Burko, he's from Missouri City in Texas, and he actually goes into cardiac arrest when he's up there. And at first, so he climbs the wall, he rings the bell, and then his body just goes limp. And at first, you know, they just think he's kidding, and then they realize that he's not, and they slowly lower him down, and they end up doing CPR for 2 hours, which I'm just like, is that a record? That is insane. And usually when they do CPR like this for 2 hours, not only I haven't heard of this, but if they do long CPR in general, you're concerned about enough oxygen having gotten to the brain during this process. So, you know, even if he was to be okay, you just don't know what, you know, if he survives, you don't know if he's going to be okay mentally. But anyway, so they do CPR for 2 hours, and then they tell his parents, you know, we lost him. We can't do anymore. Like, this is it. You know, I can't believe they went as long as they did. And his parents are sitting there, you know, holding his hand, saying goodbye, you know, just spending a few minutes with him before they take him away. And his dad sees him move. And he's like, oh my gosh, she's moving. And so the team rushes back over and they start helping him. They get him to the hospital and he's alive. Not only is he alive, but he doesn't have anything, like, as far as brain damage.
No brain damage or anything. Wow.
No, just short. Yeah. He has some short-term memory loss. He doesn't remember the day that he had the cardiac arrest. But he does remember the day before, and he has a condition, and forgive me if I'm wrong. I wish I would ask you, Sean, before he left this morning, how to say it, but it's catecholaminergic polymorphic ventricular tachycardia, CPVT.
Wow.
It's a super rare genetic disorder that affected his heart. And
right.
He actually realized after he had this incident that this one killed his brother a couple years ago.
Oh, gosh.
And they just didn't know. So him and his mom have been tested for it now. And now they're on medication to help them prevent, any future incidences like this occurring. So he's having to do physical therapy and all that. But it's a miracle. It's such an amazing. And I think it's amazing they kept going like that.
That's the thing. It's so stunning that they did. But obviously, there was something that was driving them. I mean, that's something, a parent would naturally do, right? You would just keep on going. And evidently, they must have felt the hearts of the parents. Maybe they knew the parents had lost a son previously. I don't know. And by the way, forgive me for misspeaking. I said he fell. He didn't fall. He had a heart attack. What an incredible story. I imagine everybody involved, you can't go through an experience like this and not live life the same. I would think this is life-changing, Sam.
I can't imagine. And, I'm thinking about all the people who were there who witnessed it. And, I'm wondering how many people helped participate. Like I said, because 2 hours of CPR, that's not sustainable for one person. Even like 30 minutes, like I said, you have a team of people usually working. So that, I wouldn't be surprised if there were several people at least that contributed to him living, and I'd love to see an update of, like, how this story kind of changed event changed their lives and how they saw things. And
you got to know there's more to this. I mean, people had to be praying for this kid and the parents there as well. But of course, this is coming from, a secular site. So they're not necessarily going to, make room for that part of the story, but that's something else that maybe we can find out about later on. Now, this next one is another situation, another miracle. And I remember when I read about this, I couldn't believe that, police, they find a Jeep out in the lake, and they find a missing woman that they've been looking for inside. She's alive. How is that possible?
Right. It's one of the craziest things. So this is down. The woman still has not been identified, but this is down in Marion County, Texas. Police get a call from a fisherman. He dialed 911 after he saw a black Jeep submerged on the south side of the lake, and he told dispatchers that the Jeep was, about 40 feet from the ramp. And then deputies and a local wrecking crew came about 20 minutes later. I'm thinking they're not in a hurry. They don't expect anybody to be in there or have survived.
Yeah, it's recovery. It's all about recovery at that point.
Yeah, 100%. But then they go down and they determine there's a woman that's still in the Jeep. She's alive. She's alive. She's been reported missing Friday morning. I think she was reported missing at 12:35 in the morning, and then she's rescued hours later on Friday morning.
Wow.
So there's no they haven't said exactly how long she was in the car, but there must have been an air pocket of some sort.
There had to have been. Exactly. Yeah, there had to have been some sort of air pocket to keep her alive. Otherwise, again, another one of those only God knows kind of experiences, right?
That's right. And just for the, for that fisherman to happen to have been there that day, how long did he survive? There's only so much oxygen that you would have in that area. And there's only so long you can go without food or water. And, that just seems like, oh my gosh, a worst nightmare kind of situation. And, they haven't released more information about what condition she's in, but the fact that she's alive after being in a, like, to me, that's like worst nightmare scenario.
And, how many of these stories, Sam, that you report on, it's a person being at that right place, right time, right? Just like you said, like that fisherman. I mean, time and time again, it's always that one person being at the right place, right time, getting that connection, I call it a divine appointment. I think it's God orchestrated. You know, I really believe that. Wow, that is incredible. Now, this next one, you know, talk about walking softly, carry a big stick, especially if you're a woman and you want to hold off a crocodile, right?
That's right.
Tell us this story.
You know, if you live near the coast, you've probably seen an alligator or a crocodile, depending on where you're at.
Yeah.
I actually saw one this past week where I, right outside of the beach house I was staying at. So these things, and they can be dangerous.
Oh yeah, we gotta be careful. We share golf courses with gators down here in Florida.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, right.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, that's a popular place for them. But in Kiraly, India, Dan Singh, he's 26 years old. He went to the river to get water for his goats, and a crocodile ends up grabbing his leg. And his wife, Simal, she was walking nearby and immediately springs into action. She grabs a stick and starts hitting the alligator, she starts hitting him in the head. And I'm sorry, the crocodile. back and forth. It's a crocodile.
Right. Yes.
She starts hitting him in the head, and that doesn't work. And he's got a hold of her husband's leg and starts to drag her husband in deeper water. And she's like, she knows it's now or never. And she takes the stick and stabs him in the eye, and he lets go. And so I'm wondering, I'm like, I feel like this could win every argument ever. It's like, but even if I'm wrong, I saved you from, I fought a crocodile and saved you.
That's right, exactly. So calm down. You owe me.
I know. I fought a crocodile. I mean, what could outbeat that? Like, you know, she's an incredibly brave woman for doing that. She said at the time she hadn't even thought about anything except saving her husband.
Yeah.
And
that's the final resort is that you just put the stick in the eye, right?
That's right. That's right. Oh. I was like, if I ever, God forbid, come across an alligator that's attacking somebody, because that's what lives near where I am, I guess go for the eye. I'll have to remember what she did, because those are tough beasts. You know, they're not easy to beat off or anything like that.
Well, especially when they're in the water. I mean,
that's right.
You know, that's their domain. Now, you've got a man who's inspired after a good Samaritan returns his lost wallet in person, huh?
That's right. So this is a Pennsylvania man, Kevin Smith. He lost his wallet at the grocery store at Weiss Markets. And, he's sitting there starting to panic. And it was just when he was starting to panic that he gets a ring of the doorbell from a girl named Brooke. And she had found his wallet in the parking lot, picks it up, goes and looks at his license, finds his address, and delivers it in person. And he's hearing the story, hoping others will be inspired by her. And he certainly is, and he's going to try to do good.
Make sure you check out these stories, and one we're not going to get a chance to get into much detail about, but you want to see it and read it, is a mother wins a $2 million jackpot after using her life savings to pay for her daughter's cancer treatment. What a great story. Check it out at Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com. Thank you, Sam. Take care. God bless.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.